and care and energy is this room of people, is this community. It is so full. This community, this thing we call Living Beyond Limits, it is such an outpicturing of that presence of abundance. Abundance of love, abundance of care, abundance of open-heartedness and open-handedness and generosity of money and of time and of their spirit and of their heart. It's just such an outpicturing of abundance. It's amazing to me. And so in Foundations class this week, we've been talking about abundance and prosperity and what that is and what that means and how to increase our experience of abundance and what it is that we do that inhibits its flow into our lives and into our experience. Because the truth is, we live in this infinitely abundant universe. We live in this presence of abundance that expresses itself in and through everything. And one of the quotes in the curriculum this week says, "Nothing is lacking in God's world. Abundance is the natural state of life." We live in this presence of abundance. And so we see it all around us. Everywhere we look, we see abundance. It's so easy to see in nature. The abundance of grains of sand just on one single beach, let alone the beaches of the entire world. The abundance of leaves on a tree, or the abundance of trees in this city of Lakewood, just let alone. An abundance of birds and their songs, an abundance of stars in the sky, an abundance of oxygen to breathe, an abundance of sunshine every single day. We live in this feeling tone, in this amazing abundance of all the good all around us. Even you think of a vacant lot, doesn't stay vacant for very long. Before long, there's an abundance coming forward of wildflowers and plants and things that we call weeds. But it's this pouring forth of the abundance of life wherever there's space. And so that abundance is all around us because it is the nature of life. And because it is the nature of our own individual lives. The nature of life is always to unfold, to pour forth, to express itself everywhere. And so the title of my talk today is Stepping Into the Bounty. And I'm talking about stepping into that bounty of life. I'm talking about the fact that we do indeed live in this universe of infinite abundance. And because of the law of attraction, our beliefs and our focus, which create our perspective, either brings more abundance to us or repels that abundance from flowing into our lives. And so in Alan Cohen's book, A Daily Dose of Sanity, he talks about that perspective and how that perspective is one of the things that brings that abundance into our lives or not. And he says, "When media mogul Ted Turner donated $1 billion to the United Nations, in his donation speech, he declared, 'The world is awash in money.' Easy for him to say, you might scoff if you're having trouble paying your bills. He has billions of dollars. But if you understand why Ted Turner has billions of dollars, you can make a major stride forward toward his financial status. The key lies in the answer to this question. Does Ted Turner say the world is awash in money because he has billions of dollars? Or does he have billions of dollars because he believes the world is awash in money? The latter is certainly the case. There is no way that someone who does not believe the world is awash in money could generate such a bank account. And there is every way that someone with this belief can grow rich. The trick to getting more money is not to work harder, but to open your mind. You've heard that the most crucial sex organ is your brain, and the same brain is equally your most important and crucial prosperity organ. Everything you create falls between the upper and lower parameters of your belief. So if you want more good stuff, to, if you want more good stuff, the place to start is by stretching those upper parameters. Begin by thinking and talking about the things you would like to attract rather than the things you have attracted that you do not want. Do not think or talk lack. Every time you focus on lack, you get more of it. Instead, focus on supply, on creativity, expansion, abundance. Quickly, you will find that where you once saw insufficiency, you now find enough and more than enough. Gradually, you will raise your set point for what you believe is available to you, and after some rewarding manifestations, you too will be able to declare, "The world is awash in money." And so it comes from our thinking and our perspective, our vantage point is the thing that enables that good to flow into our lives. And so in class this week, we've been talking about what abundance is. And one of the ways that we defined it and kind of got down to what we thought was the bottom line is that abundance is living in the experience of plenty. Abundance is living in the experience of enoughness. So while you may have, actually let me share some of those with you. Part of that abundance looked like the abundance that we experience from our pet's love. The abundance that we experience when we see beauty all around us, or even just the beauty of a sunset. We experience abundance in that. We experience abundance in our unlimited imagination, in our smartphones, and how we have this world of information at our fingertips, right at our fingertips. The hugs at church are expressions of amazing abundance. The synchronicities of things just coming together in our lives. The amazing blessings that we experience in our lives and every single day. All of those things are expressions of abundance. And so while we may have all the money in the world, we may not actually experience abundance. We may not actually experience ourselves as prosperous because it depends on how we are seeing things. I know a man, John Vanderholt, who has more money than anyone I've ever met. He has a lot of money. He was raised in Holland during the Second World War, and they did not have food to eat. They did not have anything to eat, and what he had to do as a boy was go out into the tulip fields and dig up tulip bulbs, and that's what they had to eat. Today, he still lives from this vantage point of not enough. He is tight with his money and doesn't enjoy it and doesn't spend it because he still thinks there is never enough, no matter how much he has. So that is clearly not living in the experience of abundance and prosperity. Because abundance and prosperity is having that feeling and living in the realization that we are in plenty and that we have plenty. I know that every single one of us wants to live in that experience of enoughness, of plenty. Whatever that plenty is, an abundance and plenty of friends, of love, of opportunities, of good of every single sort, of creativity, of money. We want to live with enoughness around all of those things in our lives. We want to live with a sense of ease and with a sense of trust that our needs will be met, that we will have what we need when we need it. We want to live with peace around our finances. The problem is so often, though, we spend our energy and put our focus on what we don't have, which gives us the experience of lack instead of plenty. We put our focus on what we don't have. We put our energy and our focus in fear. We create fear about the future that we might not have what we need when the time comes. We hold on to beliefs, like John, that there's not enough. We hold a belief there's not enough to go around, or there's not enough for us, or if I spend this, I'm not going to have enough in my life in general. And then that law of cause and effect says, yes, not enoughness. And that's what we end up experiencing. We forget in those moments of fear and in that story that we're telling ourselves, that we live in this infinite universe, this infinite abundance, this presence of plenty and of opulence. The universe is opulent. You see that everywhere you look. We forget that our life is the life of the divine. We forget what Emerson said when he said, the free flow of substance in your life experience is a continuation of the divine effort that made you in the first place. Your life is that one that made you in the first place, continuing to unfold through you and through your life and as your life. We forget that. And it's our thought. It's that thought. It's our thought that either places us in the flow or frustrates that flow in our life. Fear frustrates that flow. Focus on not enoughness frustrates the flow of more good coming into our lives. And so today I'm going to talk about two things that place us squarely in that flow of good, allowing good to come to us. One is recognizing just that, recognizing the reality of abundance all around us, recognizing the opulence of life and how full everything is and how everything continues to unfold itself. Just looking at a tree, how it continues to blossom and send forward flowers and live and take in the carbon dioxide and give out the oxygen. Just to recognize that abundance and that free flow is one of the things that places us in that flow of abundance. To recognize that that is the nature of life. And that is the nature of our life. And that is the nature of being itself. Dr. Reverend Michael Beckwith says, I love this. Our journey into a consciousness of wealth begins with the realization that we have already arrived. We have already arrived. We already live in the kingdom. We already live in a principle of opulence. We already live in this infinite potential and boundless good. We don't have to get somewhere. It's already right where we are. We've already arrived. The gift has already been made. And so believing that opens up the channels of our hearts and our minds so that the good that's already available can come flowing into our lives, so that we can experience it. But it happens here first. It happens in our openness first. And then the second thing that we can do to increase our experience of abundance and prosperity is to be grateful for what we have. To express and feel the gratitude for what we already have in our lives right now. Because when we are in gratitude, we are stepping into that energetic of plenty and enoughness and opulence and good. We take ourselves into that vibrationally when we are in gratitude. Gratitude is a celebration of the good that's in our lives. And putting our attention on what we're grateful for and feeling that gratitude and being in that energy vitalizes and energizes and expands that principle of good in our lives. It magnifies the good in our experience. It's kind of like planting a seed. We take a seed and we plant it in the soil, and that vegetable seed, say, grows into a plant, and then it produces many more vegetables that also contain many more seeds for a future harvest of creating vegetables and more vegetables and more vegetables out of that. And our gratitude is like the sunshine and the water that we give the good in our lives. It enables it to grow and become more and become more. And when we are not in gratitude, when we don't focus on the good that we have and experience that, it's like not giving that seed sunshine and water. And eventually it dries up and shrivels up and dies. But giving the seed our water, our sunshine of gratitude enables it to grow and become more and become more and become more and unfold itself. Gratitude is a declaration that good is present. We're declaring the good in our lives and opening to it and stepping into it. And as we talked about last week, creative energy, the creative energy of the cosmos, flows where our attention goes. Wayne Dyer says, abundance is not something we acquire, it's something we tune into. We tune into the abundance of the universe, like tuning in a radio station so that we are connected and so that we are receivers and it can come through us. And so one of those ways, then, to step into abundance is by being grateful. Grateful for all the things that we have. Grateful for the things that are all around us. For the circumstances of our lives. For the people in our lives. For the blessings that we already have. Grateful for sunsets and for flowers and for my soft bed that I sleep in and the warm and beautiful home that I live in. Grateful for this church, this philosophy. Grateful for this community of people. Grateful for Margaret and her amazing music. There's so many things to be grateful for. And when we place ourselves in that gratitude, we open up, we magnify, we fan those flames, and in it comes flowing even more into our lives. So being grateful increases our experience of the abundance that we are already having right now and opens our hearts and our minds to the good that is available. That good is the activity of the divine. That's how the divine expresses itself here on this planet. Then that energy of good can come into our lives unobstructed because we have opened the channel. We have opened the way. And so I have homework for you this week. One of the pieces of your homework is to notice when things are not going the way that you want them to go in your life. To stop yourself in that moment. First of all, you have to notice when you're getting crabby, when you're getting grouchy, when you're thinking things aren't going your way. And stop yourself and instead shift your focus in that moment to what you're grateful for. And think about the things that you're grateful for, the people and the places and the events and the items, until you feel a shift in your energy. Continue to name them until you're no longer frustrated or irritated, but there's been a shift inside of you and you're back in gratitude. And so your homework is to do that all the time. To do that this entire week, every single time you feel yourself getting irritated or things aren't going your way. And then notice what happens. Notice what changes. Notice if your good does not increase. And then report back to me. I want to hear about your experiences and what happens for you when that happens. And then the second piece of homework that you have this week is every single day to write down 5 things that you're grateful for. Start a gratitude journal or have a pad of paper next to your bed. And every single day, before you even get out of bed, write down 5 things that you're grateful for. Or you can do it at night before you go to sleep. Write down 5 things that you're grateful for. And then, if you're in a relationship, share them with your partner and let your partner share them with you. Or do it in the morning and at night, but create that feeling tone of gratitude through recognizing and writing them down. You know, we do that in my house at dinner time. Every night, the prayer is not even a prayer blessing the meal, which is lovely to do. The prayer is always what we are grateful for. I am so grateful for this food and our ability to choose all these choices that we have when we go to the grocery store. Grateful for that we get to eat healthy food. Grateful for the pets that are there. Grateful to be home. I love being home. So many things to be grateful for, but naming them magnifies them. Then, when we do that at night, it shifts the mood. I can be crabby beforehand. It shifts the mood. It shifts the energy of the whole entire night. That will happen when you name those things before you get out of bed in the morning. You start off on a different foot. It gives you a different lens through which to see your day, and that creates a different day. And so do those two things this week. A list of five things, and notice when things aren't going your way, and instead shift your attention to what you're grateful for. And as a result, more good will flow into your life. As a result, you'll be aware, so much more aware, of the good that you already have, magnifying it and bringing yourself more of it. In turn, you will feel happier. You will feel more satisfied. You will feel more grateful for being on this planet, living this life here. You'll be experiencing greater abundance and prosperity. You'll be stepping into the bounty that we already live in. And so blessings to each of you on this path of awakening, on this path of living from your spirit, and on this path and in this life of amazing bounty. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in a spiritual mind treatment. How good it is to be in this recognition of truth, to be focused on and aware of this infinite bounty that is always right at hand, this infinite presence and power and one that expresses itself all around us as the good of this life. And for I recognize that this one is everywhere present, in and through and as everything in this world, that this one walks with us and goes with us and moves with us and in us and through us at every single moment of our entire lives, that we cannot be separate or apart from this one for a moment in all of eternity, because it is the very essence of who we are, because it is the life that we are living. And so I claim and know today that that one infinite presence of love and of truth and of good and of peace and of bounty and prosperity and blessings unfolds itself all around us. Everywhere we look, we see this bounty of the divine. And in everything we do, that one is expressing itself through us as good and ever greater good. And so we step into that good today as financial abundance and as health and as an abundance of friends and love and opportunities to express ourselves as all the good that our hearts can desire. For that one is here within us saying, yes, I am that. That one whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. That is the life that we are living. That is the one that we are giving way to. That is the one that is pouring itself through us and through our lives. And so how good it is to be in recognition of that today, to place ourselves in alignment with that truth today. And so I know that we are blessed at every moment and that blessings overflow in our lives. And so I speak this word right now also, not only about us, but about this entire world. That one is unfolding itself in and through humanity as the need being met right now, as enough food and enough shelter and enough love and companionship and care and being embraced, because love is the activity of the divine. And I also speak this word for every single decision maker on this planet, every politician, every world leader, every person voting, all of us, the wisdom of the divine, the love of the divine, is unfolding itself right now and through this political process. We are each guided and led by that interior knowingness of truth and of light and of oneness and of love. And this is having its way now, because this is the activity of the divine. And so we are in alignment with that, and we say yes to that, and we see it, and we know it, and we are it, all of us. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, in thanksgiving, and in knowingness. And I say thank you, God, for this and so much more. And I release this prayer, and I say, and so it is. Mm-hmm.